This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Grandy.
Yeah, Mark and Dan.
Happy
Dan and
Friday, Mark. Guys. How's
yes,
it going?
Sir. Goo Appreciation Day.
I appreciate you, Goo.
That's
Wait,
my guy.
I appreciate you.
You don't like the, yes, sir. That's a classic Vern Lundquist call
it is.
From the Masters. Hello, friends.
But Steiny uses it every time on the thread.
Joe Shasky Dibs invited Guru and I onto his show earlier this week. So
this
Guru
is what
and
it
I,
got to me.
Guru and I actually were on Shasky's show for an extra hour, 9 o'clock. We did a whole hour.
You mean the morning roast, right?
Correct.
It's not just Shasky's show.
Right. I couldn't think of who he was hosting with lately.
I love it.
I'm kidding, Spadone.
Shout out Spadone.
You did a whole extra hour?
Yeah, we did 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Five and a half, including the car. Yeah.
But it was fine. Anyway, Shasky sent us a text and just said, hey, guys, seriously, I appreciate coming in. And I said, I answered, yes, sir.
With exclamation points, Diz. It's like... It's a saying, but it's kind of old.
It's acknowledging that you got it, buddy.
Because he got mad and gave us a list of sayings he doesn't like.
Such as?
Stand on business.
I love stand on business.
I hate it.
Or he's in his bag.
He's in his bag.
My new favorite is say less, which is, basically when, somebody says something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that's a good point. Say less.
Which, I like that, you know, Dibs.
Not pay less, but just say less.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's a classic guru.
Yeah, that's an original.
Yeah, I'd like him to lose it.
Like that couple that got busted at the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like
what
you at 24 Hour playing basketball. Oh, check it out. 7-4. No, 6-5. And it's really...
What were you going to say, Goose? Say it.
No, everybody understood that's finessing the game. And some dudes are on it, and they kind of love that.
Are you on it?
Oh, I used to do it all the time. It didn't work all the time, but Steiny got, oh, you're that guy ruining the game. But how are you two?
Doing great, yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm irritated. Oh, I could save it. Or we could get to it now.
No. You can save it. You got 11 minutes. Well, so what's bugging
is
you?
Is it officially what's
bugging? No, it's the breaking news that Evan gave us about Ricky Pearsall. So you got this situation with Juwan Jennings. Debo's gone. Your boy's in sick bay. Ricky Pearsall's a baby. But Herm Edwards told you, Dibs, Willard and Dibs, he didn't say he's fragile. You got to save him from yourself. How the hell do you got a hammy issue? And this is the offseason. You had to have pads on. Make it make sense to me. And I told him, shout out Dr. Dre and Snoop, when you're this young and you get that soft tissue, it can be chronic.
Nice. Yeah, that's a 4. And bless you for that. I was wondering where you were going with it. And, you know, he's had a couple of different soft tissue injuries, right?
Wow.
And he's just now entering his second year. And I just am a little bit concerned about what he's doing in the offseason to get ready and what he should be doing. I don't know if he needs to be doing Pilates or doing yoga with Moses and Kavon or doing something other than what he's doing, right? What he is doing is clearly not getting him ready to be camp prepared to play a football season. So that one is, I wasn't shocked by it because Ricky Pearsall's had a little bit of this dogging him early in his career, but it is troubling when you've got Juwan, I want more money. Ayuk is out for...
Also on the pup list.
Right, yeah. And I think he'll start the season on pup, which makes sense. So right now, if you think about your receivers, you've got a contract frustrated Juwan. You've got Ricky who can't go to camp. You've got Ayuk coming off an ACL. What are we doing here,
guys? Does this help Juwan?
Probably.
Leverage-wise.
Just to clear up any confusion, there's two pup lists. There's the one that happens in the regular season, which, as Dib said, is probably where Ayuk might end up being,
which means
it costs you 4 games at least.
Yeah.
And then there's this pup list, which you can be taken off this pup list in training camp at any point. So, like, Pearsall could legitimately be taken off on Tuesday when they report. Right. But the fact that he's on it in the first place, when Kyle Shanahan spoke in late May saying that he should be ready for mini camp in a couple of weeks, and he's not even ready now for training camp, I'm a little worried.
Yeah. Dibs, did you use the word weird? Or, like, I'm shocked, like, a young dude like that, what have you, like, this could just be nothing he's doing wrong. It could just be his body. Let's hope it's not that.
Well, it shouldn't be his body because when he was at Arizona State, he was able to play and play football. So I'm just a little troubled by it. And I don't know if he needs to take a different approach to the offseason, but it's not Joe Namath struggling, but it is troubling.
Nah, that's a 4.
Troubling.
He's thotty laugh.
I mean, it's the second straight camp where he's been a little bit hampered. And so, I don't know, it reminds me of my my dad when he had his midlife crisis car.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. It must have been 1980. He was about 45, and he got himself the MLCC, the midlife crisis car. And he bought a Triumph Spitfire. It was bright orange with racing stripes. It was a convertible. And it was like, go, Dwayne. Do your thing. Live your dream. That thing was in the shop like 7 months a year. Ooh, one of the carburetor leaking the oil. Something this, something that. And, you know, the foreign car repair market is very expensive. So reminds me a little bit of Ricky Pearsall where, man, shiny first round wide receiver. But that thing's always in the shop.
Wow.
Triumph Spitfire, Steiny.
My brother had one, and then he didn't.
No way.
Yeah.
He had that same car.
Yeah.
A little two-seater.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of an MG midget. I think they called him.
Same idea.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he had one and then he didn't.
Yeah, and you never went the midlife crisis car route, the MLCC.
Well, I had a Saturn.
Yeah, and I had a baby. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. Anyway.
Yeah. So, let's see. What were we? That was Goo Appreciation Day.
I told him.
But why? I mean...
That's beautiful.
Do you really want
to answer that?
It's probably because you didn't have a lot of content today, and so you concocted
Dibs.
I appreciate you every single day of the week.
Radio's theater of the mind.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Did you guys see the wall? The wall of appreciation?
Yeah.
No Daryl Johnson.
It seemed like everybody got at least one.
Did you get one?
I got one.
From?
Marcy.
Okay.
From popping in on our show.
Yeah,
I guess
I was doing
great.
All right. Goober didn't have any, and.
Nor do I.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
But then you should have a day today, too.
Well, I make sure that I smile and I'm happy with everybody. I open doors, and I don't want it, but it's just like, wow. I've told him, and I shared on air yesterday, every email that props up that person, I'm thinking, this might be the one. Yep. Brandy, Evan did it. And it hadn't happened. And I kind of just went off yesterday, like, not going, like, and that, this is how this was birthed.
Okay.
The fact that he goes, and they had 49er Frankie calling, he was a surprise caller.
That's pretty cool.
And the caller was showing me love.
Yeah, a lot of callers showed him love.
So I begged for it, basically.
He did. I mean, he did. Kind of like he did with invite to Bonte's wedding.
Well, that was everybody's. No, you know, I didn't want to go to Curly's.
Well, anybody's really cool.
Yeah.
Anybody's really
cool. I didn't make the original cut for Curly's.
You wanted to go to my daughter's.
Hey, how's everybody doing knowing I'm not supposed to be here?
By the way, why weren't you invited to Willard's?
Well, no one was.
Well you kind of was.
But still.
Yeah, Dibs wasn't there that day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, and I actually...
Dibs wasn't there that day.
I did get the...
I was invited to Willard's.
I got the... Yeah. Well, I mean, not really. You got the guilt invite, I'm sure.
No.
No,
we can talk
they
about
wanted
it.
Him.
Can we?
Yeah.
Are you sure
you
we
know?
Can talk
no,
about it?
I was supposed to officiate.
I'm out on this one.
I got
one.
Scared.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You got scared.
I didn't want to mess up, and then they're like, who the hell is this dude? Like, had it been yours, I would have knew everybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you probably would have known nobody at mine, other than my sister, Hurricane Gale.
Gale. Let me get this straight, just so the listeners know. Mark Willard got married yesterday to Christy.
Yeah.
And a few months back, he asked you.
They both did.
To officiate the wedding.
Yeah. And we were all out and about. We were having a company
function. And you were excited as hell about it, Goo.
But I was a few in. But yeah, so.
You were excited.
But then when I thought about what it meant, Dibs, I didn't want to mess it up.
You wouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, you just read the script. You go ahead and script it out, and then you read off the cards.
All right, guys. Just let me that was the reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. I can confirm, I can make it official that they actually did make it official. And I was sent a picture by the two of them today of the lovely couple with their myriad of children, all five
beautiful.
Of the kids there. Beautiful, glamorous. Luxurious.
That's
the bride was resplendent.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh. What?
You're real tough when he's not around.
Thank you.
Oh, Mark, how was the wedding, Mark?
Oh, I cannot wait to hear about it. He's back Monday, right?
Next Monday.
Yeah. He is not back.
They're heading out on a trip now.
Doing an impersonation of. You're not going to get mad because it was funny. Of his new vodka read with Willard. I wish Evan had it so you could hear it.
Oh, no. It's funny because I actually do impersonate. We do the same thing, the impersonations all the time. Mark, I'm loving it early. No velvet rope. All
no
the stuff.
No velvet rope needed.
That's right.
You know what that means, Willard.
I love my guys, man.
Hey, Mike, you see what you started?
Actually, we started it because during our show, occasionally there'll be the inside joke where, you know, Mark will say, hey, you know, what do you think of the Giants so far in this series? I'm loving it early, Mark. So the phrase, I'm loving it early, has now become part of the lexicon of my world.
See, we didn't know, Stoney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm proud of you. You got a little endorsement going.
Look at him.
You know. That and Dr. Darby Clayson at...
Lawton Skilled Nursing.
Thank you, the Lawton Skilled Nursing.
Look at my man.
So, I'll tell you what, new vodka has as much success as Lawton Skilled Nursing. They're going to be the next big thing in the Bay.
Yeah, I love
Lawton Skilled Nursing, 5-star dibs.
Yeah.
You know that?
No, and
that.
You're nailing it, and you're moving the chains. And whenever I think about Lawton Skilled Nursing, I think about Dr. Darby Clayson.
Yes.
Love it. Can I get a quick giant takeoff before we get
Do
into
it.
What's
Go ahead.
Bugging?
Get it off.
So one of my fetishes is I look at the starting day pitch, starting pitchers for baseball. When I wake up, I grab the phone. I'm in fantasy baseball. Why is Verlander taking the bump game one in Toronto when Robbie Ray did much of nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? You've had five. Why is he not pitching today against a good Blue Jay team?
Well, it would be his turn because, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, pitch. But I do think that there's a couple things at play. One, Verlander's coming off a pretty good outing. And two, from my own mind, I think you want to see Verlander twice, if not three times, before the deadline to really see if you need to do something about Justin Verlander. Logan Webb pitched, what, one inning and 11 pitches? Yeah. But the adrenaline and the flight and all the rest of it, you don't want him to have to rush back out there. So you go Verlander, Ray, Webb. I don't know if that's the order, but that's what I would do, honestly.
It's going Verlander, Webb, Ray.
Okay.
To begin.
So, yeah. I mean, honestly, you're going to have him pitch in this series, but for me...
he's got to get a win soon, right? It means nothing, but it does mean, like, damn.
Well, you want him to pitch better. You want him to continue to try to, like, rehab his season. So you go ahead and you take a look on this day, and then he would pitch on, I guess, the 23rd, and then he would pitch again on the 28th or 29th, and so you get three starts before the deadline.
He's going to pitch in Atlanta, but this also sets up, because you have Toronto, then you have Atlanta, then you're home against the Mets.
Right.
You set up Webb and Ray to begin the Mets series.
Right.
So I think that might be also what they're going for, to make sure those two dudes pitch in that series.
Good call.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, you might be able to see the gopher mounds, but the real damage is happening below the surface. Gophers and moles can tear up your property quickly, but they can also do it without you noticing. At Cope Pest Control, they offer effective removal and proven prevention to stop the digging before it gets worse. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any gopher or mole treatment this month. And check out ATCOPestControl.com. Boom. Who wants to start?
I'll go. Mine is mostly silly and frivolous, but it actually is affecting me this week. It's the Open Championship app. Right now we have the Open Championship going on, which some would call the British Open.
All right.
And this app is only worthwhile for 4 days a year. And so every year I download the app on the Wednesday before the tournament, and so you can follow along with the leaderboard on your phone. And normally you can also get live feed and live videos, but first of all, you download the app on Wednesday, and by Thursday morning, it's saying this app needs to be updated. You're telling me I need to update the app even though I downloaded it 11 hours ago? What is wrong with you? So you hit update, and it updates, and there's no real change. And then you go to... like watch live, and now I have to create an account and give you my email address. Even though it's free, I need to create an account to be able to watch the live golf on my phone. No thank you, Open Championship. I don't want 361 days of your spam. Open Championship app, you stink.
Wow.
I like it.
Well, I do
it.
Too.
I'll go next, as mine is also somewhat related to technology. What's bugging me today is the self-checkout aisle at grocery stores.
Okay. They become crowded.
They do become crowded, and there's nothing worse than waiting like 15 minutes in a line to check out of a grocery store. But the self-checkout, if you get like a wonky computer or whatever piece of equipment that is where you have to scan the item and it tells you, please remove your item from the basket area. Put your item in the basket. There's nothing in the basket area. Please take it out of the bagging area. I don't have anything in the bagging area. And then if it can't fix itself, you have to wait for somebody to come over and assist you. And that's a 5-minute wait by itself. The whole point of this is to make it easy and simple on us, the customers. But I half the time find myself more frustrated going through the self-checkout. So what's bugging me is self-checkout lines.
Wow, Grant.
I like it.
I'm not mad. In the hood, they just walk out. They ain't wait that 5 minutes.
That's your self-checkout.
I've seen it.
I'm going to check myself out with these items. Yeah, it happens.
What you got, Steiny?
All right. What's bugging me, and this is Grandy, I hate to do this.
Oh, wow.
You hate to see it, Evan.
You bugged me this week.
What did I do? It's because I texted you guys while you were on the show.
So, here at Odyssey, we have a standard. Okay, we set a standard here. The older generation that the younger generation really should try to follow. And you were in Vegas earlier this week. Now, Dan Dibley's a little bit older than you, and he's got a small child. So I understand why he stayed in and got some sleep. Randy, how old are you?
29.
You're 29 years old.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Okay? And let me be clear. Right off, this is not about drinking. You went to bed in Vegas at 10 o'clock.
No, I did not.
You said you didn't stay out late.
The other day you told us you were
not
in
that late. I got back to the hotel at midnight.
Well,
I
mean, that works too in Vegas.
Is that not?
Randy, there's a long history of Odyssey people in Vegas. It goes back to Fortenbaugh and Chris Townsend. Mm. And what it's unheard of. It's unprecedented. A 29-year-old, you did not represent the company well.
I apologize.
And even if you didn't want to do it, this is why I harp on being a team player.
This is great.
That's a team player would have gone out in Vegas despite not wanting to. They would have made a little sacrifice. But now we're thought of differently here at Odyssey. Reminds of the Vegas.
I set a terrible example, huh?
And you know what? Not to us, but to the younger people here. The Carter Chickering.
Yeah.
He's not younger than me.
That is too funny, Grandy.
The Ken Littrells.
I think also older.
I think Risotto might be the only one younger.
All right. Well, he's important to be a good role model too.
Yeah, even the future Odyssey employees who are out there, somewhere there's a kid who's 13 listening who will someday be here at Odyssey, and he's thinking, huh, man, I hope that I can someday go to Vegas and stay out till midnight just like Mark Randy.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's a good one, Steiny. Thank you.
Well, nobody asked, but Saturday I went to the Summer League game solo. I parked somewhere I shouldn't have. And I knew that going in, so when I came out, I had company. It was a meter maid. And I just want to say this because it's happened time and time again. Look, I was in the wrong. But just act like you don't have fun. Write me the ticket. I tried to talk myself out of it. I got it. But there was a look of like, gotcha, and I don't like that. It's out of control. You're writing people up left and right. If you're going to do it, which you are, don't act like you like it, Dibs. Just have some compassion. So that's what's bugging me, meter maids. When you cite people, even when they don't know they're in the wrong, I knew I was in the wrong, don't get glory out of it. Because, Dibs, they have this look of like,
right,
I'm one step closer to quota.
So you're saying that an employee for a company can't enjoy their job? Is that what you're saying?
No, when your job is bad news to the hardworking people and you know what you do, don't enjoy it.
I mean, they're allowed to enjoy their job.
I could see you writing a ticket. What I'm talking about.
If this,
be like, oh,
if this career happens to go south, the first place I'm going is to... to SFPD or OPD,
I would
love to ride one of those little putt-putt mobiles.
Oh. So you get off on other people's misery.
I don't get off on it, but I have a deep and unabiding respect for the law. And if you're parked where you're not supposed to park, and I can print out a ticket and slap it on your windshield,
that's
fine. As long as and I don't believe that we in the business like the term meter maid anymore.
In the business?
Eventually I'm going to be there. We prefer to be called PEOs, parking enforcement officers.
No. I'll call you a meter maid.
I'm with you.
Do you call the mailman a mailman?
Even if
the mailman happens to be a female? Or non-binary? No, it's a postal carrier.
Did you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Some jobs are giving people bad news and they get off on it.
I got fired by this very station March 11th, 2014. I went out for a midday...
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
I went out... Well, it's been 11 years, so I'm over it. I went out for a midday sav with my dear friend Sal Castaneda,
right,
Dana Ali, and Matt Steinmetz. We went to a place that's now defunct.
I know. It's not around anymore.
The Graduate.
Okay.
The Graduate. So we go
great
inside
place.
For a midday libation. Nice. It was a libation sensation. And yes, I was gone. As I'm in there, I look out and I'm getting a ticket. And so
you gotta be kidding me.
Hours after I got let go by, I think it was Entercom at the time, but it's neither here nor there.
I know. We know the people.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's all that matters.
Yeah, and Jeremiah Crow apparently wept in his office. Wait, I got fired and you're crying? But I digest. Okay. So I go out there, and this parking enforcement officer, he wasn't a meter maid, he was about 6'1", 280, and I go, whoa, dude, I just got fired today. And he's like, gave me the shrug. I said, at least let me snap a couple pictures. And he's like, sure. So I said, okay, hold on, lift up the windshield wiper, and so we did a full photo shoot. And I didn't feel bad for him. He's doing his job.
Oh,
and I wasn't doing my job because I didn't have a job. But that's just the way it goes, Goon.
If I get out to my car before they put the ticket on my windshield, it shouldn't count.
Speak on it.
I think everybody learns this first is, well, I've already started. Once you start, used to have the carbon. I already started.
Yeah.
They know back at the precinct that I've already started writing.
Oh, my God.
You
want to
talk about bad beats? About a month and a half ago, I was on College Avenue in Oakland, and my lovely wife, Supper, who you guys got to see a couple days ago, she wanted to run into a boutique to just do a little shopping for 5 minutes. So I pull over into the bus zone.
Uh-oh.
And
I've been there.
I'm just sitting there, right? And I'm in the car. No worries. No big deal. 7 minutes go by. And no parking enforcement officer comes
you
by.
You almost said meter, man.
Yeah, almost dropped it.
Nobody comes by, and she gets in the car. We leave. 3 weeks later, we get a ticket in the mail. Apparently, what they have now is it's AI. What? So the buses, and apparently a bus drove by. Didn't need to use the bus area, but the bus just drove by, and like AI snapped a pic of me in the zone, $120.
There's no... Jeez. If this happens, I'm finished.
Well, I do know that
oh, my God, dude, what is going on?
I did hear about 3 months ago that people had been getting tickets unknown like that.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we're having a 60-day grace period, but just to let you know, like, you're going to be ticketed. So you got a warning like the first 2 months.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's after that.
Must have been.
Wow.
And I wrote a letter of protest, and I'm waiting to hear back. And in typical fashion, you had to mail the letter of protest for an Oakland ticket to Rancho Cucamonga. Oakland can't have their own resources to mete out a dispute. So we're sitting and waiting. Yeah. I don't like my chances, but that was a lesson. Like,
wow,
somebody's watching you. I got hit by AI for a ticket.
Yeah, they need more of our chicken, Grandy, and they're doing it that way with AI. And nobody showed up. You're thinking you're good. What's in the mail?
I was in the car. And if a bus would have pulled up, I would have just boop.
Of course.
Evacuated.
And you would have, because they come up behind and they start beeping like crazy.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like I left my car there. I was just sitting there.
That stinks.
Were your hazards on?
No. But I mean,
probably wouldn't have made a difference.
It would not have made a difference. Exactly. Learn my lesson, though.
That's what life's about. Well, it could be a game changer too, Mick. All right, that's going to do it for Guru and I. Guru, in all seriousness, we love you, buddy.
Oh, well, I'll love you too.
On 95.7 The Game. After that, we don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.